happens to be another animal. There's lots of different lizards.
And
when we talk about reptiles, we have snakes and we have the alligators and we have these monitor lizards here as well. And this is a savanna monitor. I'm going to just put him down here. His name's Laptop, so he's supposed to stay still. It's like a,
does Laptop know that?
I don't know. We'll find out. But this little guy here is a monitor lizard. And you probably have heard this before. It's in the what we call the Varanidae family. And that family has a lot of different monitors, the smallest being the pygmy iguana, the largest being the, I'm sure you've heard before, the Komodo dragon.
Oh, yes.
An animal.
And you have those for the zoo.
Actually, we have those at the zoo. An endangered species, a massive animal, can get over 10 feet in length. It is the largest lizard we have on Earth. And this one here is actually found in Africa. And the savanna monitor is a medium-sized monitor. It's actually probably one of the smaller species found in Africa. And this little guy feeds on insects.
Yeah, this has also become fairly common in the pet trade.
Yeah, they have. We have a number of monitor lizards at the zoo. We have the Nile monitors, which are actually aquatic. They'll be found down along the riverbanks. They'll also raid into crocodile nests and eat their eggs. These animals here are more insect eaters. What they primarily would do would be to, well, let's put it this way, if there's insects, they'll use this tongue to sniff them up. I don't know if he's going to...
He did it earlier.
...show or not. He may not show his tongue, but the head is very powerful. They have a forked tongue that just sticks out, and as they bring that tongue out, they're actually tasting the air, and they have a Jacobson's organ in the roof of their mouth, and that organ actually helps them to smell.
So they're very much like snakes in that regard.
Exactly. Both animals have a Jacobson's organ, and they use that to sense out the air, smell
except
out the prey.
For
there he is. Just the tip of it. You might be able to see coming out there. Now, unlike snakes, they do possess eyelids. They also have ears, which snakes don't have.
There's big holes back here.
Precisely. And one of the things that they do constantly is they're always in a constant state of shed. That's one of the ways that reptiles grow, is they will shed their skin. Also, if they're injured, they will shed themselves. It can help the healing process as well, but you can see how the skin just kind of flakes off here.
And it's a reproduction. It's almost like a cast of the animal.
Yeah. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, that's fascinating.
They're massive. They have the very sharp claws as well, especially if these animals are going into nests. They also live underground. So if they're underground, they're going to excavate their own den.
It's a lot of digging.
A lot of digging. Sometimes they'll move right into an abandoned den made by another animal. And they have to watch out because they do have predators. There's a large eagle in Africa called the Marshall Eagle, which will swoop up high and then come down and grab these. And also some mongoose species will also take them.
The Laptop doesn't look like he'd be running too fast from a predator.
No. He likes to stay undercover for the most part. And then, again, they will be out in the savanna areas and the open areas. They have that long tail just like the alligators you can see here. And that's the same thing. If this animal needs to defend itself, a lot of times it'll turn its head away and whip.
Whip with the tail, like very much like the alligator and the crocodilians.
Precisely. So it's just a unique animal. At the zoo, again, we have lots of different monitor lizards. Crocodile monitors are a very unique species. We have a very successful breeding program for crocodile monitors there. And these are animals that have been around for millions of years. And some of them are very endangered, the Komodo dragons, as we mentioned, as well as the crocodile monitors. So it's important that zoos will set up breeding programs to keep those numbers up.
Wonderful. And if we go to the Fort Worth Zoo, we can see these Komodos, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Now it's off to Jim. And Jim has an interview with ordinary people who made a very unordinary discovery. I'd like to remind you the chat room is open, so if you have questions for experts, please pass them on through.